Well, yes, indeed, Ryan. The Lions kept their playoff hopes alive, beating the Dallas Cowboys 44-30 last night at Ford Field. Another questionable call by the referees. Those are getting to be just so normal, so regular. Lions got to Dak Prescott, sacking him five times. Three of those going to Muhammad and scoring 14 points off three turnovers, including interceptions by linebacker Derek Barnes and cornerback D.J. Reed, who the Cowboys were picking on all night to seal the game, they thought. But I'll tell you what, Amon St. Brown, the guy who has all the details for us right now is Nick Lundberg, a fine MSU graduate. By the way, Nicky, you must be thrilled to hear what's going on at MSU with that big $401 million that a family is now bestowing upon MSU so they can do all kinds of fabulous things with the stadium and other things at the school. That make you happy?
Yeah, the future seems to be really bright with a new coach, you know, all this money coming in. With the new landscape of college football, it's very important to be, you know, on the financial side of things, you know, in the plus, at least on this, you know, in this argument between NIL and whether that, you know, should be a thing or not. But at least for MSU, the future is bright. $400 million now for the $1 billion they're trying to fundraise. And, you know, future's bright in East Lansing.
It is indeed. The future was bright for the Lions. Amon Ross St. Brown, we didn't know if he was even going to get to play, and boy, did he ever.
Yeah, he's a warrior. I mean, when coming into this week, you thought a lot of people thought he wasn't going to play, and even if they announced that he was going to play, you would kind of think he would be more of a decoy, like trying to get the defense, you know, to focus on him rather than some of the other guys on the team. But he stepped in and had, you know, a number of big catches throughout the night to set up crucial scoring opportunities that – and they put up 44 points, and so he was definitely a big reason for that offensive explosion.
What can you say about Jahmyr Gibbs? My goodness.
He might be – I mean, I've been watching the Lions for 10, 12 years, and besides Calvin Johnson, he might be the greatest player, maybe even in the NFL I've ever seen. Three touchdowns, wow. Over 100 total yards, breaking Cowboys' ankles everywhere on the field. Just he's just such an explosive runner, and he can catch out of the backfield. He can block, too. He's just an all-around player, and the Lions really need to get on his extension for this offseason because we want to see him in the Honolulu Blue for way more years to come.
And this is the Goff we love and we want to see. What weighs in? Is it the protection he gets, the coverage, and he falls apart if he doesn't have it? Or what is it that makes the swings so wild with Goff?
I really believe it's the protection because over the past couple of years, we've seen him absolutely cut up defenses when he's given the time. This year, in the losses, it seems like there's a defender in his face 3 seconds after he snaps the ball. And last night, there were a couple times where the defense got to him. The Cowboys' defensive line is pretty good. But when, you know, when the O-line was holding up and protecting him, he had all day to throw. He was finding Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Jahmyr Gibbs, all of his playmakers in space, and they were making plays as well. And that's when the offense is best clicking, when that offensive line can give him at least 4 to maybe 6 seconds to throw.
I think the statistics with last night's win, Detroit increased their chances of making the playoffs to 55%. If they would have lost, that would have fallen to 19%. But let's face it, it's not going to get a lot easier for the Lions. They travel to L.A. to face Matthew Stafford, who had a particularly bad game the other day, but the game before that he had a very good game, so that goes back and forth. In fact, Matthew could be an MVP candidate, and the 9-3 Rams, they're looking pretty good. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's a huge game coming up next weekend. They'll have a little bit extra rest since they played on Thursday rather than this Sunday. So that's good for some of the injuries that they've got going on in the secondary and elsewhere on the team. And then looking ahead of that, the Rams are obviously a huge opponent. They're in the Super Bowl contention, so that's going to be a huge game. But then you've got, to finish out the season, you've got the NFC North leading Chicago Bears, who play the Green Bay Packers this week. So there's the Lions fans, the team more so is just looking to get into the playoff picture right now, but we're still, you know, peeping on that NFC North title, and there's a lot of big matchups on the way this weekend and next weekend.
Yeah, there sure are. Makes it more exciting. We just want our team to do as well as we know they can do and have done. Anything else, Nikki, you want to leave us with?
Unfortunately, Brian Branch will be out for the season with a torn Achilles. That's a big loss for the Detroit Lions for the rest of the team, for the rest of the season. But Kirby Joseph, who's been dealing with some knee injuries, should be back, if not against L.A., then for the rest of the season. And that will be a huge addition with Branch going out in the secondary and along with getting some other key guys back in different areas on the team.
Yeah, when I saw Brian down, I didn't realize that it was going to be that serious. But that's season-ending serious. Yeah, I'm sorry to see that.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. But at least Amon-Ra St. Brown is, you know, trending up with his injury.
Yeah. Well, God bless you. Keep up the good work. And congratulations again on the alma mater you love, MSU. It's all beautiful news that they're celebrating, and you deserve to celebrate some good news at Michigan State University. Nick Lundberg, one of their finest graduates, with us now on WJR, day in and day out, and we're so glad about that. Nikki, thanks.
Thank you, Paul.
We continue in focus. We're going to the movies. Dave Rieger finally got a good job, and he's going to join us shortly. And we got a lot more going on, too, before we're done here at 2 o'clock. So stay with us on WJR.